Bibles now. Let's go to the book of Mark. And we're going to read chapter 2, 1 through 12. And then we're going to look somewhere else. Chapter 2, 1 through 12. Now, I could sit here and preach through these verses and we'd be here all evening. Because there's so much good stuff here. But I'm going to try the best I can not to hurry. I don't want to rush the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to try to get through this message because there's a lot of good stuff here. I'm preaching today on, well, we ain't never. You ever heard the I say this a lot. Well, I ain't never. When I'm driving, I say that a lot. Well, I ain't never seen nobody do something like that. And then I'll tell myself, you're lying, Johnny Walker. You've been driving long enough. You've seen this before. Hey, but that's what I'm preaching on. Well, we ain't never. Amen? And so, anyhow, let's begin reading in verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. Wouldn't it be nice if this neighborhood passed by here and said, Lord's in that house? Wouldn't that be nice? They just read the sign out there and they say, boy, that's the place where the Lord goes every Sunday. You know, that's what the community needs to think. That if they need a piece of bread and a word from God, they can turn in this parking lot and find it. Amen? It was noise that he was in the house. Now, I don't know what these people are going to do when they get to heaven. While we're over there in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, and we're having a worship service, and I heard one preacher say, I don't like these words on the just same old thing over and over. Well, you're not going to be comfortable in heaven. Because here's what we're going to be singing over and over. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Over and over. And they didn't say it like this. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The Bible said they cried with loud voices. If you don't like loud worship, you're not going to be comfortable in heaven. Because I'm going to tell you something. When my heels go through those gates, I'm going to hear it shouting, I made it by grace! Amen. Grace did bring me here. Well, we ought to be shouting now. We ought to have something to praise God about. Amen. If I can take this standing up, you can take it sitting down. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, it ought to be noised abroad that the Lord is in the house. Now, I believe he's here because he said we're two or three. Huh? He's here. I know what I came for. I came to meet him. I had a sign on the last two churches I pastored over the baptistry, and it said it's all about him, Jesus. It's not about the pastor, it's about the master. Amen? If we came here looking for anything else but Jesus, we came for the wrong reason. Amen. It ought to be noised abroad this morning. Thank God Jesus is in the house. Amen. Not Johnny Walker. Not anybody. Amen. Jesus is in the house. And it's all about him. Anyhow, they said, and straightway many were gathered together. Now listen to me. You say, well, you preach Jesus, Brother Johnny, and they're not going to come. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen? Isn't that what he said? And whenever it was noise that he was in the house, listen to me, and straightway many were gathered together. I'm telling you this morning, we need to pray that the Holy Spirit of God would be so strong in our services that if somebody's passing by, they might notice something and draw them in. I had them come in on a boat one time. We had the bayou right in front of our church. Our church was booming. I tell you, people were getting saved. We had 40 saved in the first year I was there. People's homes were being fixed. Everything was happening. And one day in between Sunday school and church, I can verify this. Right across the street was the bayou. A boat came up with two men in it. One's name was Jimmy, and the other's name was Mark. And I'm standing outside greeting people as they go in. And I seen that boat, and I seen they were tying off. Then I seen they were walking across the street. Then they got in the parking lot. So I walked out to meet them. Y'all having church? I said, oh yes sir, we're going to have church. And I'm going to tell you what happened. An old boy named Mark, we had so many people, he had to sit on the second pew. And I had my health better then, and I'd run the aisle and preach, and I'd get excited, and I'd get right beside him, not even thinking what I was doing. And he'd get a little nervous. I'd run back to the pulpit, and I'd preach a little while, and whenever I could tell the Holy Ghost was dealing with him, come in off a boat. Came to the altar. Got saved. I baptized. When it's noised about that Jesus is in the house, things will happen. Amen. You believe that? I do. Amen. So, anyhow, he said this. Insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And here's the good one. Don't tell me preaching this won't draw a crowd. What did Jesus do to them? Look at the next few words. And he preached the word unto them. Paul told Timothy, preach the word. In season, out of season, whether it's popular, not popular, just preach the word. And let the word draw them in. If you have to win them with a hot dog, when the hot dogs are gone, they're gone. Amen. Now, I love y'all's cooking. I love it. But that ain't what won me. The Holy Ghost told me to go to church here. So I did what the Holy Ghost said to do. Amen? I'm telling you this morning, preaching the word will get the job done. Our faith ought to be in the word, not in the preacher, not in the song leader, not in the deacon's board. Just preach the word. And let that do the drawing. Now listen. He said this. And they came unto him bringing one sick of the palsy. They already had some faith, folks. When Jesus is the main attraction, that's because faith got him there. Amen. Our faith in him ought to get the job done. Listen, it's not the preacher's job to go get people and bring them in. It's everybody's job. Amen? All week I ask the Lord every day, give me three people to witness to. Three. And most of the time he gives me four or five. Amen. I tell you what, I'm at home when I'm out there talking to people about Jesus. Folks, more than likely, they're not coming in. We got to go get them. Say, hey, come down to our church. Jesus is the main attraction. And you'll hear the Word of God being preached. Amen. Forgive me for getting a little excited, but I just love the Word of God. I don't see how you can preach the Word of God and not get excited. This book is not dead. This book is alive. And it's quick, it's powerful. And it's sharper than two-edged sword. Even sharper than Brother Curtis's knife. Amen? That's sharp. Amen. But anyhow, folks, he drew the crowd and the crowd knew who he was. The Bible said that this man sick of palsy, four people were carrying him. He was in a bed. And the Bible said this, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, I heard one preacher say the press has always messes things up. You'll get that about midnight. Amen. Talking about the news. They'll mess something up every time. Amen. Now I know that's not exactly what this is talking about, but you can preach a little bit right there. Amen. And so anyhow, he said this. They uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. Now look at these next few words. When Jesus saw their faith. We need to go to extremes to get people here. Say, ma'am, sir, if you don't have a way, I'll pick you up. If you'll give me your address. Do anything. Go to every extreme trying to get people to Jesus. These four men were carrying this man that was sick. They took the roof off the building. They let him down right in the middle where Jesus was. They went to extremes, didn't they? When Jesus saw their faith... This might not be doing it for you, but I'm getting a little excited because I like what it says. When Jesus saw their faith, he didn't see their faults. He saw their faith. He saw that they were going to get this man to him, no matter if we have to work hard, tearing the roof off, whatever we got to do, we're going to get this poor sick man to Jesus. Why can't we be like that? Why can't we say, if you don't have a ride, I'll pick you up? Oh, that's inconvenient. I already get up early enough, Brother Johnny. Well, what extreme are we going to get people to Jesus? Huh? I'm telling you, folks, we need to be carrying gospel tracts with us. We need to be witnessing to people. We need to be telling people about Jesus. And when we do, the Bible said they saw Jesus saw their faith. Amen. Now I'm doing some good preaching. I don't know whether you know that or not. It's not popular preaching. But we need to go to some extremes getting people here. Amen. Or we can sit here and say it's me and my Ford no more. That's a bad situation to get in. We ought to want to see this church grow. We ought to want to see the pews filled. Lord, I'm going to go to my extreme and I'm going to get them there somehow or another. Amen. Listen, I got to move on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Boy, did he stir up a hornet's nest then. Amen. And he said, but there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their hearts. There's always going to be a crowd that say, that preacher don't know what he's preaching. There'll always be a crowd that say, I got excuses. I can't do that. Amen. I feel like preaching this morning. I'm not, who are you mad at, Brother Johnny? I'm not mad at nobody. I'm mad at the devil. Amen. Because the way that he does us and the way that we get so lax and he puts us in our easy chair when we ought to be trying to get somebody here. I know you're going to tell a preacher, don't let him preach no more. Well, good. I'll just unload right now. Amen. Are you listening to me? I hope you are. Because I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Now listen. What he said. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? Well, he was God. He was God in the flesh. Read John chapter 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen? So, Jesus immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. He saw their faith, and I believe he saw this poor old sinner's faith, and he knew he needed to be forgiven before he started walking. Amen. Are you listening? This sinners need to hear about Jesus first. And then let Jesus solve their problems. Amen. Wash your hands, man. Have an amen myself, but that's okay. He said this. Arise, take up thy bed and walk, but they that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power to on earth to forgive sins. He saith unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and walk, and go thy way into thine house. Now here's where I'm going to preach from, verse 12. You say, you're about to get there, ain't you? And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God. Do we do that? When we see God do something? Do we give God the glory and praise Him? I'm glad this morning there was a few people that stood up and praised God. Amen? I'm telling you, I know most of you have something in your heart. And I was trying to get it out. Amen? But anyhow, what I'm saying is they glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." That's why I said I named it, "Well, I ain't never." Amen. I've never seen it like this. Let me tell you something. I used to come here and visit when you had the old church. I'd come and visit when they had Brother Rick Moore. I love Brother Rick Moore. He was tough. The message that got to my heart one night, Brother Ricky was preaching in the old church. And he was preaching on hell. And look, he'd take his hands and cross, he'd run into the wall. Some of you might remember this. I don't know, Brother Donnie, I don't know if you was here or not. In the old church. Man, he preached on hell. He preached it so hot you could feel the flames. Nobody moved. But I will tell you, the building was full. Churches from all around came to hear Brother Ricky. I remember coming one night when Rick Carter was here in the old church. I remember coming when Steve Knight was here. And I sure remember coming when Curtis Gibson was here. And now here I am to stay till God decides what He's going to do with me. But He's already decided. I just got to find out. Amen. But listen to me. They said, "We never seen it on this fashion. Where there's no vision, the people perish." It ought to break our heart, every empty pew we see. It ought to break our hearts. Are you going to run me off before I get through? It ought to touch us. It ought to break our heart to see all these empty pews. And you can blame it on this and blame it on that, but it's all of our fault. Are we going to extremes to get somebody here before God can see our faith? Amen. But anyhow, we never seen it on this fashion. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to read verse 33. Matthew chapter 9, verse 33. We ain't never seen it like this. We can see it like this if we want it bad enough. Or we can stay lax and leave it like it is. Amen. I believe if Brother John was here, he'd be the amen in my amen crowd. Amen. I want to see this church do something. But we got to start going through some extremes. Everywhere we go, we need to be talking to somebody about Jesus. Amen. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." Well, I ain't never seen it like this. God was moving. I want to see Him move in Grace and Truth Baptist Church. Amen. And I'm not going to sit around and blame it on Brother Donnie. I'm not going to sit around and blame it on Brother Larry. I'm going to blame it on all of us. I'll be through in a minute. But right now, the Lord's filled my heart and burned it in me. We got to quit being comfortable. We got to want to see God do something. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, if I hadn't made you mad yet, just hang around. I'm joking. All right? He said, we never saw it like this, anything like this. And then, in John 7:46, let's look there. John chapter 7, verse 46. We're going to read verse 43 down to 46. He said, we ain't never seen it like this. And then he said, we never heard anything like this. He said, verse 43, so there was a division among the people because of him. He'll always cause trouble. He'll always turn somebody against you. If you stand for what's right, and you try to be a soul winner, meet me next Sunday and tell me your week went lovely. Because I promise you it won't. And I used to say the devil's mad and I'm glad. When the devil's mad, he's going to be on your back. And when you start trying to get souls out of hell, the devil don't like that. Listen to me. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. There came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, we have yet not brought him. Now look at this. The officers answered, never man spake like this man. The Bible said in some parts that he spoke as one with authority. Amen? You say, well, I don't think he got excited and loud. Well, let me tell you something. He got in a boat one time and he pushed out away from the crowd. And they heard him. Huh? Somebody's got to cry out what's right and wrong. Somebody's got to show us something. Somebody's got to give us something that'll help us. Amen? I need the help of God on my life to become what He wants me to become. You do too. Amen? Are we searching? I'm going to tell you something. It's all about Jesus. Every bit of it. It don't matter who's in the pulpit. What matters is Jesus being lifted up. Amen? Now listen to me. He said, We've never seen it like this. We've never heard anything like this. Amen. But then, let's go to Luke 24, verse 32. We've never seen it like this. We've never heard it like this. Book of Luke. Let me find it here. Luke chapter 24, verse number 32. I like this. I heard old Bobby Grubbs preach on this one time called Heavenly Heartburn. I don't know if you knew Bobby Grubbs, but he was a big old fella. When he stood in the pulpit, man, you got to look up to him. But he preached on Heavenly Heartburn. But this morning, we never heard it like this. We've never seen it like this. And here in Luke 24:32, we never felt anything like this. I know we don't go on feelings. I know we don't, but I believe every once in a while we're going to get some. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm enjoying myself right now. I hadn't preached in a while, so I'm unloading a whole load on you right now. I said, Lord, I don't know if I can lead singing and preach too. And the Lord said, no, you can't, but I can. Amen? Just preach the word. Then he said this. He said, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened unto us the scriptures? Man, when he was talking, we never felt anything like that. Did not our hearts burn within us? Right now, my heart's burning. You say, mine's not. Well, I'd be getting in the altar. And I'd get it right where my heart did burn. Because the Word of God's been preached. I challenge you to show me where I have not preached the Word of God this morning. I preached what this book says. Amen? And it's like a two-edged sword. Cuts going in, and it cuts coming out. But you know what? That ought not make us mad. That ought make us pray. God, help me get my heart right. God, I need you. Oh, Jesus, I want you to be first. When I come to church, I want to see you through the glass that you're here. Amen. And do everything we can before next Sunday to get everybody in. If we all brought one visitor, it'd look a lot better, wouldn't it? Huh? Am I telling it right? I'm for not say so. But I'm telling you this morning, we, my friend, never saw a man like this. We never heard a man like this. We just never seen anything like this. And we've never felt anything like this. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm going to give it to you straight. My worst day with Jesus has been better than my best day with the devil. Amen. I feel him burning down here. When I read the scripture, I can't just sit here. I got to get excited about it. Even when it's cutting me. Hey, this ain't just cutting you. This is cutting Johnny Walker too. Amen. I put my pants on just like you did this morning. Some of you got pants on. But anyhow, I'm preaching to me too. I need this. This will help me be a better soul winner next week. To go to whatever extreme. I wish I'd told that guy that just admitted he was a drunk. I wish I'd said, sir, where you live? I'll come by and get you. I had no idea I was going to be preaching. I told him I'd sit with him. I said, if you come, it'll be, his name was Ronnie. Ronnie Nichols. Be praying for him. Some of you might know him. I don't know. I said, sir, I sit on the second pew. It'll be Johnny and Ronnie. And he laughed. I forgot about Donnie. I should have said, look, it'll be Johnny, Ronnie, and Donnie. But I didn't get his address. His wife said, I'll have him there. Now, something could have happened. You know, I don't know. I'm praying. I know he goes to that store a lot, and I'll be going there a lot this week. Because I ain't going to give up on him. He didn't say, I'm an alcoholic. He said, I'm a drunk. I said, sir, that's what the Bible calls us. Drunkards. Amen? We just try to pretty it up. Make it sound better. I'm telling you this morning, I need this preaching. I need it. It might not do none of you no good, but it's doing Johnny Walker some good, and it'll help me remember next week, try to get some folks in the house of God. Amen. Amen. We never saw it like this. We never heard it like this. We never felt it like this. And then the part that you're waiting on, last but not least, we never knew anyone like this. He's the best friend I ever had. Amen. He'll be there with you when everybody walks out. Amen. He'll be there. He's not going. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I think he meant what he said. Amen. Now sometimes I got one of these little pity parties I like to throw. Oh, feel sorry for me. I'm having to wash my clothes, work, and I'm having to do this and do that. And if I dwell on that, next thing you know, I'll be in the recliner. Huh? I'm just being honest with you folks. I never knew anyone like this. How about you? What about John 3:18? Let's go there. Go over one book, chapter 3. At verse number 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Hallelujah. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Do you know him? I thank God I'm not condemned. Amen. You know why I'm not condemned? Because of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I never knew anybody like him, folks. I've seen him do things in my life throughout the times I've been saved, and I know it was the hand of God. I've seen people get saved. I want to see it some more. Amen? Don't you? Wouldn't it be good that we get some sinners in here and they're just lying around there and all of us had to get a Bible and show them how to be saved? And I believe in doing that. Amen? Because I believe when I show them Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13, that tells them exactly how to be saved. You got to believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? I think you need to show a sinner that. That's not hard to remember. Go home and practice it on somebody. Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13. Whosoever, and I tell them, put your name right there. For Johnny Walker shall call upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. Is that hard to remember? Just three verses. And I can take them further than that. But those three verses will save the whole world. Amen? You say, Brother John, that sounds too simple. The man makes it hard. God made it simple.
Amen.
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 Man turns around and says, you got to quit doing this. You got to quit doing that. Now, I believe in repentance, but not like everybody else does. I believe that a man's got to realize he's a sinner. Ain't no way he can turn from every sin. Huh? But he can repent of being a sinner. You know what? I believe repentance is this. It's a change of mind and a change of heart. I agree with God that I'm a sinner. When before I thought I was something. Now I realize that I'm nothing, Brother Donnie. But an old wretched sinner in need of a Savior. Amen?
Amen.
I can't turn from all my sins. I'm sorry about all my sins. Amen? But that's things that you have to grow out of. But you can come and agree with God that you're a sinner. Amen? And that you need Jesus to be your Savior. That's repentance. Amen? And then I believe when you get a change of mind and a change of heart, you'll start changing. But that changing does not save you. It's just a good sign that you got a good dose. Amen? Oh, Brother John. Y'all, please. Let's beg God to fill this building up. And we say, we've never seen it like this. We never heard anybody talk like this man.
We never. Well, I ain't never knew of anyone like this. Hey, John 3:36. He said this, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." I never seen a man like this. All I got to do is believe. When they asked the Philippian jailer, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Anybody know what he told them?
Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." We like to add too much junk in there. We need to tell it the way the Bible says tell it. Amen? If they believe it in their heart, it'll change their heart. Amen? Oh, listen. The Bible said, I've never seen a man like this. 1 John 5:12, and I'm going to close it right there. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 12. "He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." Isn't that simple? Why we make it so hard? I never knew anyone like this that made it easy for me to go to heaven by just simply believing in what he did on the cross and the finished work of Calvary, and I'm saved. That's not hard to spread that word, is it? I told that drunkard the other day when he said he admitted 2 or 3 times that he was a drunkard. The Holy Ghost was dealing with him. And I gave him that tract. And this is what I told him. I said, "Sir, Jesus died for drunks too. I used to be a drunkard. I was worse than that. I was a big dopehead. Are you listening?" You say, "Oh." Well, old's right. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, I got the Son. Amen. And I'm not condemned because of the Son. Isn't that simple? All right. I said what God laid on my heart. I said, we never seen it like this. Lord, I ain't never. We never heard anything like this. We never felt anything like this. And we never knew anyone like this. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Amen. Devil was aggravating me here a while back and trying to get in my mind, as Brother Curtis said this morning. He was working hard to get there. I was driving down the road and depression was fixing to start. And I looked up to heaven and I sang this song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. You know what? The blues went away and I got happy driving. I kept singing it over and over. Devil don't like that name. Amen? Jesus. There's just something about that name. I never knew anything, anyone like him. I love y'all to death, but you're not like Jesus. Amen. Oh, listen, it's all about him. Let's all stand. And we're going to be dismissed. Heavenly Father, I've done what you told me to do. Now it's in your hands. You said your word would not return void. You said, Lord, if Jesus be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. I've done my best. I gave it all I had this morning, Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that you would take this simple word, the word of God, and use it in somebody's life. We'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory for everything that you do. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Go with us safely home. In Jesus' name, amen.